ज्ञान धिमिरांदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः चैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदधरा श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण. सो टुडे विच लेवल वी आर टेकिंग level 3. Third level lesson
12
and part
2.
12 2. Can anyone tell what was the importance of last principle, last class principle? No one remembers?
Bhakti is the actual Bhagavad-gita is the actual words.
Bhagavad-gita? That's the previous one. Last class. GSM. Genuine Spiritual Master. What are the qualities mentioned in that principle? There is?
Selfless. Fixed on fixed mind on Krishna.
On Krishna.
Firmly fixed on Krishna. Firmly fixed on Krishna.
So all the scriptures, they are also telling, always remember Krishna. Do not forget Krishna. That is the verdict of all scriptures. So such a person is GSM. Genuine Spiritual Master. Others and all fake. So today we are going to see the next one, sixth principle. Please note it down. Before we eat, we should offer to the Lord. Before we eat, we should offer to the Lord the food that sustains us. Before we eat, we should offer to the Lord the food that sustains us. Then Krishna becomes the offering. Then Krishna becomes offering and purifies us. This is the statement given by Srila Prabhupada as sixth basic principle. Can anyone tell what is the importance of this principle? Yes. I'm telling what is the main point. Don't tell some statement. Very important point in that one. Purifying. Anyone who was born in this material world is not pure. Pure in the sense? Pure in the sense?
False ego.
Pure in the sense? Pure in the sense, I was telling even before taking the class also. No. Don't use intelligence too much. Just listen. You listen my classes, not to begin with what I was telling. What is the pure? Purifying. Pure means? Always remembering Krishna. You are not remembering Krishna, you are contaminated. All the scriptures also telling, always remember Krishna. That is very important point here. Why we are contaminated? We are not pure. That's the point here Krishna raised. One bottle is there. In that bottle, if you fill up very nice nectarian milk, then the bottle is called
milk bottle.
You are filling the bottle with the milk. Then the bottle is called
milk bottle.
In the place of milk, suppose if you put some alcohol, then that is
alcohol bottle,
isn't it? The same way, there is one saying also, you are nothing but what you eat. Isn't it? So this is very, very important point. Suppose you have some problem, you are going to a doctor. What is telling? Mainly what he does? He gives something to eat. Eat or mingle or swallow. Isn't it? That should go inside to purify that one. Of all the things, the best one is anything that we eat, we should offer that one first to
Krishna.
Very nice gulab jamuns my mother prepared today because my birthday. And if you eat that one, it is full of
sin.
Full of
sin.
Sin. Sin contamination completely. But if the same thing first offered to Krishna, then the offering that becomes Krishna. There's the mercy of Krishna is there in that prasadam. When we are offering bhoga, then that bhoga, Krishna filling, is mercy on that one. So that turns to prasadam, mercy of Krishna. Mercy of Krishna, there is no difference. Without Krishna, there is nothing called pure. Without Krishna, nothing can be pure. Please understand this statement. Why it is so? If it is not connected to Krishna, then it is contaminated. Why? Can anyone? 10.8. Bhagavad Gita 10.8.
Aham Sarvasya Prabhu.
Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. What is there in that
everything
one?
Comes from.
Everything is coming from Krishna, and we are separating something from Krishna. Then that becomes contaminated. Isn't it? The real position is everything is connected to Krishna. It is coming from Krishna. And we are separating that from Krishna. So that is obviously contaminated. Isn't it? The main point of a human being is eating. Even a small child, if you put something in front of the child takes and puts into mouth. This is the propensity of the children. Not only so, even the adults also. Anything we see, just like a monkey, we grab it. Isn't it? We are not waiting till we do offerings also. Sometimes it happens, those who are going to office and all, I'm getting late, you can do offerings afterwards, now let me go now. Isn't it? So Krishna is telling that if you offer anything to me before you eat, if you offer me anything that you eat, then it is free from sin. Isn't it? The same thing Krishna is telling in 18.66. Sarvadharman Paritajya. If you surrender to Krishna, surrendering means what? Anything that is separated from Krishna, we are rejoining that one to Krishna. Isn't it? The eatables, the bhoga, what we prepare, that's separated from Krishna. No one has the consciousness that it is Krishna's. Connecting to Krishna, then that becomes Krishna pure. Isn't it? So this is a very, very important point. A man, what he eats, what he hears, what he looks at, what he smells, where he goes, all these are now very, very important. Everything should get connected to Krishna. Who is that person? Who is that person? Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj. He does everything connected to Krishna. We have to habituate that one. Main point is eating. Eating can control many, many things. If we can be able to control our eating, we can do very nice sadhana. We can go back home, back to Godhead very, very easily. Those who are unable to control their mouth, for them it is very, very difficult. What all the good things the mouth can do? The good things, what all the... Chanting,
eating
prasada. What are the bad things the mouth do? Finding faults with others, scolding others, blaspheming others, fighting with others, unnecessarily discussing with others. The good things are only two. The bad things are many, many, unlimited. Anything that is not chanting or accepting the prasadam is bad only. That is contaminating only. Isn't it? So it is very, very important. Our body is just like a bottle with 9 holes. In that one, the mouth is very, very important. What we see, that we may forget. What we eat, that we have to digest, take some time. That stays for a longer time. So eating is very, very important. For that only we have been told, particularly in ISKCON, no meat eating. Isn't it? Meat means what? That is the body of another living entity. Completely we should stop it. Otherwise it is very, very difficult. A man who is eating meat, he does not have medicine. All are sleeping or what, except Bhakti Rupa, because he awake, he has to translate, that's why he is awake. For you there is no other job, that's why you are all sleeping. Right? So eating is very, very important. Why you are eating then?
For sustenance.
I don't want to sustain myself. But it is, I have to eat, I cannot. This is the demand from
body.
This we have to understand. Demand. The body is the gift given by God. It has demand. Isn't it? So one is restrained laws. What are they? You can eat anything as you like. Isn't it? But what happens? Then we have to face the constrained laws. In constrained laws there is no choice. In restrained laws there is choice. You can accept it, you can deny it. Restrained laws is cause and constrained laws is effect. What to eat, you are going to face that one. You cannot escape from that one. From the effect, you cannot. The cause, you can choose which one you want, whether to eat or not. Isn't it? Because of the demand from the body, we need to eat. Eating for what? Eating for enjoyment? Eating for
purification.
Eating for purification, what does it mean? I don't understand actually. Why we have to purify? Why we have to eat? Because of the demand from the body.
It's the demand of soul.
Demand, there is no demand for the soul. There is no demand. Soul never demands anything from you. You have only willing, thinking and a feeling. That's all. So yes.
Thinking, feeling and feeling always remains in Krishna.
Body is a gift given by Krishna. The very same gift is demanding. Why Krishna has given a gift which demands? We should understand even that point, no? Why Krishna has given a gift which demands you? There must be some purpose, no? Otherwise Krishna wouldn't have given that gift, isn't it? What for? What the purpose for which Krishna has given us some demanding gift? No.
He's demanding us
to maintain the soul and body. Body is gift given by Krishna. Soul is the part and parcel of Krishna. But we forgot soul. So Krishna wants us to remind that you are not what the gift I am giving, you are nothing but my part and parcel. That's why we are eating. That's why Krishna has given us a gift which demands. Krishna has given this gift to enjoy yourself. You can understand the things better. You can understand the absolute. We cannot question anything. We should try to understand the things. The things are not wrong. We do not know why the things are like that one. We are misusing our body for our enjoyment. In that one we should understand why the demand is there. There should be some purpose. The purpose is to keep the soul and body together. If the soul and body not cooperative, not cooperating, what happens then?
Soul leaves the body.
We discard the gift given by God. Then Krishna will not leave you. This is when by committing suicide. Sometimes people, they commit suicide. Then Krishna will not give the next gift. If natural death means, Krishna will give another body. The people, out of frustration, they commit suicide. It means they are putting the gift given by God in dustbin. I don't want this one. Then Krishna will not give the next body. Please understand, no person should commit suicide. That is great offense at the lotus feet of Krishna. Anyone is frustrated, he tries to commit suicide. That's why a Vaishnava is Paradukhadukhi. They should not commit suicide. If they become frustrated, they are going to commit suicide. The many people are doing like that one. Many people. Because they do not know the way how to be happy. They do not know this principle. You are not offering first to Krishna before you eat. That's why we preachers, we should preach them. No one should commit suicide. Suiciding means we are discarding gift, valuable gift given by God. The gift is the body. The body is like
Chintamani stone.
Chintamani stone means? What does it mean? Chintamani. Chinta means? Desires. Any desire. You want to become pure, the body helps you to become pure. You want to enjoy yourself, the body helps you to enjoy. Isn't it? So that's why this body is called Chintamani. If you are intelligent, then we use this body in favorable way and realize that we are soul, not the body. We are purified. Isn't it? Those who are misusing the body. Many people, if you see any channel, any newspaper, everywhere you can see raping. Really, I'm very much headache. Some channels give 100 news in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 13 minutes. almost more than 50% raping case only. What is the education the government is imparting? This one principle can make all of us to understand why we are eating. Everyone is eating and they are producing. Everyone is eating and they are producing. Eating. They are producing. Waste is not produced. Waste is discarded. They are producing semen. For byproducts. Most of what we are eating, that becomes semen, which is the usable for byproduct. If you use such a thing, then that person will never get woman from next life. We should understand this point. That's why the preaching is very, very important. Teaching is not that much important. Teachers may become cheaters, but preachers, those who are with reference to scriptural injunctions, they cannot cheat. We have to eat because our body demands. Why it demands? To realize that we are not our bodies, we are the souls. If you take care of your body, then you are misusing the body. If you take care of the soul, then you are properly using that body. To take care of the soul, what all the things can take care of the soul? If one baby is crying, but many people, they come and console, but that's not possible. But what happens when she is happy?
Mother comes.
When the mother comes on the lap of the mother. So like that one, the soul is always unhappy. If you do something connected to Krishna, then the soul is happy. To make the soul happy, and there is some demand from the body, eating. What is the thing connected to Krishna? Is only prasadam. Please understand the importance of prasadam. The importance of the prasadam is not for our taste, it's not for our enjoyment. It's only to satisfy the soul, to purify the soul, to bring back the passion of the soul. Punya Atma, Papa Atma. We tell them, Punya Atma means he is eating very nicely Krishna Prasadam. Papatma means he is eating only meat, ghee, what all unwanted. That and all is Papatma. So the eating process is a must. Everyone should eat. But what to eat, why to eat, this is very, very important. Even if you eat too much, that is also not good. If you eat even little, that is also not good. So appropriately we should eat. Bhima, he voraciously eats. But Sat Goswami, they don't eat. They just lick few drops of buttermilk or something. So that is good for Sat Goswamis, and this is good for Bhima. So we cannot say everybody should take only four idlis, not fifth one. We cannot say like that. There are some people, they are happy with three idlis or two idlis, sir. Some people is not happy with the four idlis. They may need seven idlis, eight idlis, sir. But the point is, they have to do the maximum service to Krishna. That is important. How much he eats is not important. Huh? How much service he does, that is more important. Isn't it? So anything, any amount you eat, just before eating we should offer to Krishna. How we can say that before offering to Krishna, that is sin, that is contaminated? How can you say? No, it's not contaminated. We bought very nice grains from a very nice AC mall. We bought very fresh grains, fresh vegetables from AC stores. How we can say that is contaminated? They have the life. The life is removed. Somebody else.
They are separated from Krishna.
So nothing can be separated from Krishna. We can imagine like that. Even this material world is not separated by Krishna. But for us, it seems that it is separated from Krishna. But it is completely controlled by Maya, which is completely controlled by Krishna. Maya cannot act independently. She is acting 100% surrendered to Krishna, 100% instructions of Krishna. So ultimately this material world is also controlled by Krishna. Nothing can be separated from Krishna, but it seems to be like that one. That if you can be able to see the hidden end of Krishna, then we are not in delusion. We are in absolute platform. Isn't it? So what was my question? Why?
Why it is thin, that the grains without offering, why it is contaminated?
How that is, huh? So as it told, from the field also we can see. What all they are using in the field? Pesticide chemicals, many, many chemicals. Because of that, why they are putting that in the?
For growing the, more.
Not for more. To killing the pets. Otherwise we cannot get the nice craze. So they are also having the lives. We are killing that one. Just to fill up our belly, we are killing so many. So that is also, anything in this material world is sin, contaminated. We already told. Anything, did I tell that one in here, in this class? I told, no? Anything, by birth also, anyone who has taken birth in this material world, he is not pure. So anything that belongs to this material world is also not pure. How to make that pure? Just to connect to Krishna. Isn't it? Why you are not connecting? Because of our false ego. So if you curb our false ego, then we can become godly. False ego means what? Krishna, you go back. Let me go ahead. You come, my dear. You follow me. Isn't it? That is false ego. True ego means, Krishna, you go first. I will follow your footsteps. That is true ego. But we have the false ego. That's the problem. So eating is that much important because of the demand of the body. But what to eat, why to eat, how to eat, how much to eat, for what purpose to eat? To maintain the
body and soul.
Body,
soul.
Soul. If you maintain your soul, your body is automatically maintained. Please understand. That's automatically, if you are pleasing Krishna, automatically you are pleased. You are trying to please yourself. That's only for a fraction of time, time being. Afterwards, you are frustrated. You are paining even Krishna. The Supreme Father is also pained because we are not happy. Any father is happy? You have very good experience that one. Every parents, no, they do not want to see the children suffer. Union fathers, mothers, parents, isn't it? So in this way, we have to understand that if you take care of our soul, how to take care of a soul? Only that is connected to Krishna. Then automatically our body is also controlled. Isn't it? If you take only the care of your body, then the body is frustrated. That produces diseases. That demands more, more, more. Even our soul is not satisfied. The care doesn't touch the soul. You understand? So if we can able to take care of the soul, automatically our, what the statement we can give in this one, our statements, Krishna conscious principles in this meaning? Your soul is taken care. Automatically your body is also taken care. God helps those who help themselves. Helping themselves means those who are taking care of their souls, not the bodies. Krishna never told them, who is taking care of your body, I can take care of you. Taking care of oneself means he is taking care of the soul, not the body. If you take care of your body, you have to face the consequences. You cannot escape from that one. Isn't it? This is all not imparted in our schools and colleges. That's why anywhere if you go, everywhere this is this problem. Sexual abuse, raping. And the punishment is also not properly given. Why the punishment, can anyone tell? Why the punishment is required? Pure purification. So, but that person is getting purified. It's again and again he is doing the same thing. Isn't it? Each, the controller should give the punishment in such a way that he will never commit the same thing again, and it should inspire others not to commit the same thing. Isn't it? But the punisher, who is giving the punishment, is also not proper. Daily we are seeing so many things. Isn't it? Same thing happening, here is happening, there it is happening. So we are not giving the appropriate punishment. By giving like that one, everybody else is also purified. Then Krishna is also happy. Isn't it? That's why here in our spiritual life, the leaders, the spiritual master, they have the authority to chastise their followers, but not anyone else. Cannot chastise others. All the followers, they are coming to that leader to learn, to get purified. So the whole responsibility lies on leaders, or gurus. In a classroom, if a student is failed, then the real failure is the teacher, not the student. If you accept like that one, you can become very nice follower, and later on you can become GSM, Genuine Spiritual Master. Otherwise you will be fake spiritual master. In fourth chapter, if you can go through 35, 36, 34, 35, 36, 37 and all, very nicely explained. What is 34? One should approach a guru, submissively serve, ask, that guru will impart the transcendental knowledge because he has seen the truth. 35 tells, one who has taken, accepted the transcendental, this one, he will never commit the same sinful activities hereafter. He is not in that illusion again. Isn't it? You got my point? They are free from illusion. They will never fall again into the illusion. Isn't it? 37. Anyone can accept this one. Even a fool getting on to the birth of transcendence, you will also become pure. This is the genuine action. The two persons, one is guru, another is the disciple. If both are doing according to their duties, then we have to see the result. Even the abominable person, the most abominable person getting on to the boat of transcendence, he will become pure. Is it not there? In fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, we have to see practically, it's happening like that one. Isn't it? Where the faults lie then? The student, we blame the, we give the attribution to the student or the guru. Those who take responsibilities, those who take responsibilities, we cannot leave to one. You understand? So Krishna is giving the guarantee, if you offer me with love and devotion, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam, it is guaranteed that I accept that one. I accept means the plate becomes empty? No. I accept the sins in that one and I will give you the pure one to you to make you pure. That is the guru. Anyone who is the representative of Krishna should also do. My dear son, come. I will accept your sinful reactions. I will make you pure. That is the guru. Guru means representative of Krishna. Isn't it? The prasadam we are offering to Krishna, that fully is contained sin. Precisely, which is not offered to me, that is fully sin. Isn't it? You are offering me, I'm accepting the sin and making it pure. Like swan. You got mixed up milk and water. The swan, this living entity, it can split water and milk. God can do anything, no? It is not the mixture. Heterogeneous means we cannot separate. If grains in the water, boga we are offering, that is not mixture, the heterogeneous. Even such thing, Krishna takes away all the sins and giving you the pure one. If you take the pure, you are also going to become pure. So the representative of Krishna should also do that one, accepting that you are disciples. He should say, you don't bother. I am accepting all your sinful reactions. I'll make you pure. Hereafter, don't do any sin. That's the GSM. You got the point? Please understand, even in future, if you become Guru, you should accept all these responsibilities. It is not for to get some glorification. Have people coming and falling on their feet. That's not the thing, duty of the Guru. He should accept the sinful reactions of his disciples and make the disciples pure. Isn't it? So Krishna becomes the offerings. And he's giving us the pure thing. How nice this. We have not understood this, first of all. That's what we do not know. Casually we are doing. Isn't it? Casually we are doing. That's why we are not realizing that point. If we really offer that one, for at least we are offering. Krishna is telling, I am eating, I am accepting. And after some time we see only that four idlis. Isn't it? Then we don't understand. We put question, whether Krishna accepted? Yes, he accepted your love and devotion. Your love and devotion. On the obligation of accepting your love and devotion, he removed all the sins from that bhoga. Once the sins are removed from the bhoga, that becomes prasad. No one can sever this mercy to make sin as pious, pure. Only Krishna and Krishna's representatives. Isn't it? So please understand the importance. We should not become like monkeys. What the monkey does? Anything he looks, he just grab it and eat it. Even your chappals also, it puts in the mouth. If you go to Vrindavan, you cannot wear even the spectacles. Somehow it comes behind and takes away. Very, very tricky. Unless or otherwise we don't offer him some groundnuts or peanuts, something, it will not give you back. We cannot be like that one. Then there is no difference between monkey and a human being. We should first offer to Krishna. One crow, it just took one vada. In a tree, under the tree, one old woman, she was frying vadas. The crow on the branch of the tree. It just flew and caught one vada and set on the branch. So just take. And one more dog was seen. Dog or fox? Fox. Fox coming and is telling, you are so nice, you sing very, very nicely. I heard that you are a good singer, lead singer, sweet voice you have. Why don't you sing? It's very, very, become jubilant. I'm glorified like this one. And open the mouth. What happened? The vada fell down. The fox took. But the intelligent crow, what it tells? What is the song in Tamil? Isn't it? That song is not there? Emarade. Don't get cheated. You don't cheat. If you cheat, you will get cheated. Isn't it? Cheating, you are taking away. Without offering to Krishna, you do something, miss, you are cheater. You are cheating. You are cheating Krishna, the Supreme Person, your own Supreme Father. Isn't it? So please understand, eating is to control our tongue, our belly, our genitals. These are very, very important. One who can control this one, he can control others also, other things, other senses also easily. Huh? Then we can do any activity. That activity is going to please Krishna. Without that one, you may do some so-called devotional service that is not going to please Krishna. The devotional service, the so-called devotional service, not pleasing Krishna, is no more devotional service, but it is sense gratification. Please understand. Some people, they want to sing all the arati, I want to lead. You can see the competition for Narasimha arati. Whether they are finishing or not, the pranati. Before finishing the pranati, 10 or 12 voices come together. Namaste Narasimhaya. Is this the devotion? You understand? Please understand. Our action should please Krishna. Then that is called devotional service. For our own pleasure, we are doing something, means that is not devotional service. That is not going to please us, purify us. Isn't it? So, gift given by Krishna, this body, we should not misuse. This one, we have to use properly in the service of Krishna to realize that we are not the bodies, we are the souls. When we realize that one, we can return the gift back to Krishna. That is, we are leaving this body. Once we are doing like that one, we are going to get our own spiritual body. Krishna has taken our own spiritual body and he has gifted you with this material body. How tricky Krishna is. But we have to understand why Krishna does like this. To take back our spiritual body. If you properly use my gift. So even we are all going to come up with the gift from God. Our lectures and all these Moodle classes. Today lecture is which one number? 47 and 48. Two more of them. Then we are completing our gift from God. Please go through that. Don't misuse the gift. That's freely. Krishna is also freely giving. Krishna never demanded anything for that one. So on behalf of Krishna, this is the realizations. This is not expressed from some other books. This completely realization. What all I am speaking in my classes, I never prepare any notes for that one. This and all only my realizations. Realization is better than knowledge. Don't misuse and utilize it properly and realize that we are not the bodies, we are the souls. It's not necessary that immediately we should realize, but immediately we can do something. What we can do? It is very difficult to realize immediately that we are not this body, we are the souls. But immediately we can do something. What is that one? Offer. Do anything. Before doing that one, offer it to Krishna. For the pleasure of Krishna, you do it. Even I am giving the class for the pleasure of Krishna. How Krishna is pleased if I talk perfectly what are mentioned in scriptures, then Krishna is pleased. If I do something, interpretations, Krishna is not pleased. You are all very attentively listening to this lecture about Krishna. You are really very, very attentive. Krishna is pleased. Huh? You are not attentive. Your mind is reeling. Then Krishna is not pleased. The action is not important. The preacher or the audience. That's not important. The final thing, whether Krishna is pleased or not. Is it? Navita Bhakti, nine ways of actions. Anything you can take, that's not important. But the final point is to please Krishna. Whether you are listening or whether you are speaking, it doesn't mean. Whether my action is pleasing me, this pleasing Krishna, that is very important. Anything you do, that's devotional service. Even the scavenger, he is cleaning the toilet. That person and the pujari fanning the deities in the puja room, both in the view of Krishna, both are same. We cannot aspire to become only pujaris. And see how many people are seeing me fanning deities. That's not important. Even if you become a scavenger and cleaning the toilet, thinking that my dear Krishna, your dear devotees are going to use this toilet. Let me clean for them very nicely. Then also he is purified. For Krishna, there is no different levels. What is the statement? Krishna conscious statement?
Even insignificant is equally important as significant.
That doesn't mean what action we are doing. No, your action should please Krishna. That is more important. Don't try to achieve something. Try to achieve mercy of Krishna. Isn't it? Tukaram. He wanted to please Krishna. He wanted to get the mercy of Krishna. Tukaram's wife, she wanted to maintain the family. You know Tukaram's story? Everybody, it's very, very famous one. Tukaram, least bothered for the body. He was keen, interested in taking care of the soul. One who takes care of the soul, automatically the body maintained. He never bothered for to maintain his family, but he always bothered how best he can please Krishna. But his wife always bothered how best I can maintain my family, how best I can feed my children. Isn't it? But who won? She could not even maintain the family properly. That was that much easy for the wife of Tukaram. See, always he was in trouble, sir. But always Tukaram is in happy position. Right? Tukaram went back home, back to Godhead. Isn't it? The aeroplane, flower aeroplane, Garuda, has come. He went. The wife is surprised, bewildered, disappointed. Please understand, the action, what we are doing, is only to please Krishna. For our own pleasure, if you do, we are going to get disappointed. Please understand. Eating is very, very important point in our life. eating is the utmost one. Everyone is to maintain the family, to feed the family. He is working like a donkey from early in the morning till late in the night, only to feed the family, to eat, to make the children eat properly. But that's not going to help them. In fact, if all together try to please Krishna, then they are very well maintained by the mercy of Krishna. Is it? Hare Krishna, thank you very much. So if you have any doubt or clarification required, yes. Yes.
I was singing, we eat everything.
Yes.
After that, now we have come to Krishna consciousness and I came to know about this Prasada Master.
Very good.
So, past sins and the present, how God has
God,
I go back to God?
God never looks what happened. At present, what you are doing, that's very important. In spiritual life, there is no past, there is no future, only present. So you don't bother for the past, you don't bother for the future. Concentrate on right now what you are doing, right now how best I can please Krishna. That's very, very important. So Krishna is telling, if you surrender to me, I will eradicate all your sinful reactions. Don't bother, I did this one, I did that mistake, I blasphemed my mother-in-law, I blasphemed my daughter, nothing is going to affect you if you surrender to Krishna. Devasya bhutatma runam pitrunam na kinkaro nayam runincha rajan ya sarvatmana saranam saranyam gato mukundam parivritta kartham. You don't bother for if you should bother how best I can please Krishna, how best I can surrender to Krishna. Even strihatya, gohatya, brahmanatya, anything you did, no problem. You are the child of Krishna. If you accept you confess your mistakes and plead Krishna to forgiveness, you are purified. You don't bother for the past and all. Same way, don't bother for the future also. He is going to take care of you. That's the answer for your question. You are happy? Don't bother for the past and all. Forget the past. Yes. Anyone, anything? Yes.
How to understand Krishna is maintaining your family?
Maintaining your family. After some time you are going to see. After now also you are hungry, I think so. You see, normally we are all hungry. I am hungry, of course. After some time, what is going to happen? Sridhar Nithya Prabhu is going to feed us, all of us. Isn't it? We are going to honor Prasadam. How much hungry I have? I am eating something. He is keeping some more. I am eating. I am eating and he is offering. How much as he is offering, I can take that one? One time I am feeling that I am full. Isn't it? Then even if he offers me, I will say, no Prabhuji, no, I cannot consume now. I am full. I am done. Isn't it? Like that one, you should also understand that how you are pleased with Krishna. If you are pleasing Krishna, you will also in turn you are pleased. You don't even think to do any material activity, any sinful action, any offense to anyone. You are completely purified. These are the words of Krishna. Samsayatma Vinashyati. Isn't it? Don't have doubt. Doubts are like demons, devour a man completely. So that's why it is better to clear off the doubts. Is the answer for you? Father is working? Yes.
How do you increase the maintenance of Krishna? Because father is maintaining the family. So how to see this situation? situation.
You are being the child. How you can, like that you are telling, no? Your father is not Krishna conscious, but you want to be Krishna conscious. How you can, isn't it?
Maintenance, he is asking maintenance.
Means my father is maintaining me.
Yes.
How to think that I am maintaining my Krishna?
But father only maintains. Children is maintained by father.
You ask your father, he is happy in maintaining you? He is very easily is maintaining you? How much effort he has put in? Huh? Anyone who is on his own doing something, he cannot be happy. You will also cannot be happy. You understand? Your father is not happy. If he is happy, the next day onwards he will not go for working. Huh? He will not go for working. You understand? Huh? So now you can think that you can explain to your father, father, before doing any action, offer that one for Krishna. Huh? Even the results to Krishna, then you can easily, without having any effort, you can maintain the family. You understand? That is the real thing. We cannot maintain the family. Eko, Bahunam, Vidadati Kaman. The only one, Krishna, the super soul, is maintaining all the unlimited souls. He is fulfilling all the desires of unlimited souls. But even single soul cannot maintain himself. That's impossible. You cannot think that you are well maintained. You are well maintained, you need not go to school or you not do anything else. Because you are forced to do something else, that means that you are not well maintained.
What is the difference between maintenance of a devotee family and maintenance of non-devotee families? Devotee family, while maintaining, will be happy. Whereas non-devotee family, he thinks he is maintaining, but he is unhappy.
Unhappy, he has to put more effort. Who is the example in a devotee family?
Srivastava Thakur.
He is not doing any business or he is not earning any paise, but he is well maintained the family. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu daily comes with all group of people. The whole night they spend there, isn't it? But automatically, the family is maintained. The family is not single family, it is a joint family. Okay, that's answer for your question. Yes.
This is a congregation devotee. She started following prasadam, offering food, book, and then taking prasadam.
Yes, following, no?
She started following. But her parents are not devotees. They are buying snacks from outside. They are asking her to take the snacks. She is asking whether can she offer the snacks if that does not have onion garlic. Can she offer the snacks and then take
anything eatable which is first somebody else eaten, that we cannot offer to Krishna. Outside eatables are already eaten by somebody. So first of all, better not to offer that one to Krishna. But you can offer that one to your guru. You don't have guru, the founder Acharya of Prabhupada is there. Well, we can accept him as our Siksha Guru. So better to offer him. You understand? And he has to take that one. Without offering, that is completely contaminated. That we cannot take.
So even to Guru or Siksha Guru, can she offer the onion garlic snacks or only without onion garlic?
No, it's better not to offer such things. Better to avoid that thing. But your parents are compelling you. Then only one thing is?
Prayers.
You have to open your heart, Krishna. My dear Krishna, what all the sinful activities I did, that's why today I am forced to take all these things. I am forced to take all these things. please forgive me for all my sinful actions and take care of me. You help me so that I will not repeat committing the same sinful actions. Then Krishna is happy. Once you realize your mistake, you are confessing your mistake, Krishna is happy. Then also still you are forced to eat that one. To your vision, any onion, garlic comes, you take that one, keep it aside. And you can take that one, no problem. Many people, even the gurus, after taking initiation, they are allowed to take onion, garlic, because that is inevitable. They have to take that one. So the guru, they give permission for them. Only that particular occasion they can take, not for everybody, any time and every time. You understand? Anything else? You wanted to ask something? You are about to ask? Okay, yes. It is very difficult to know whether it is pleasing Krishna or not, but it is very, very easy to understand that whether you are doing for your pleasure or not. Is it? For your pleasure, you don't follow strictly rules and regulations. For your pleasure, you will never follow strictly what rules and regulations. That is for your pleasure. But you strictly, even if you don't like that, you are following strictly the rules and regulations and you are doing that action. Definitely Krishna will accept that one. Definitely Krishna is pleased with that one. That's why Krishna only formed all these rules and regulations. You understand the point? Whether you are sincerely doing your sadhana or not, you yourself can judge. Your sadhana is good, Krishna is pleased. Your devotional service according to the rules and regulations, it is accepted by Krishna. We are also children of Krishna. We also know. But intentionally we do not want to accept Krishna as our Supreme Father. Intentionally we want to expose a false ego. Intentionally we want to become independent. That's the problems. Okay? We have to follow the rules and regulations strictly, then Krishna will definitely become happy. Does the answer for your question? Anything, anyone? Okay? Hare Krishna, thank you very much.